Back when I was in high school, I had a friend. I have some friends now, too. It's not like that. But this particular friend, one day, he had asked me, "How do you learn how to meditate?" I guess I was in 10th or 11th grade, which would put me about 3 to 4 years into practicing meditation. And I told him what I learned is that you inhale and count to four, and you hold your breath and you count to four, and you exhale and you count to four. And you do that any time of the day you want. You could lay down, you could sit up, you could do whatever. Just do that. And eventually, your body will, you'll figure it out. You won't be meditating that way. You'll stumble upon your own way. And that's how it's supposed to be, as far as I know. So that's what I told him. And a few weeks later, he came back and he said, "You're full of bullshit. The way you told me to meditate didn't work at all." And after a few days, I figured out my own way how to do it. "You don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know why I asked you to teach me how to meditate." And just like that, my career as a meditation teacher was over. Sometimes I still get asked that question. Now I just tell them, get a giant pile of Legos, sort them by color, pay attention to how you feel, and find something that makes you feel that way. And just like that, you're pretty much meditating. Meditation is the practice of stopping your thoughts. But like any practice, there's phases. First, you have to start. You have to jump in the pool and see what's there. You have to observe. You have to understand yourself. And then you can quiet yourself. When you first start to meditate, it sounds a lot like what you're about to hear, which is a recreation of not only someone who starts to meditate, but the beginning of every meditation after you're good at it. You can't change how your mind works. You can only change how you deal with it. And that's what meditation teaches you. So I hope you enjoyed this recreation of a typical meditation session. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Just shut up. Shut up. Meditating. Shut up. Where was I? Fuck. Inhale. No, I didn't do that. Inhale. Inhale. Alright, fuck. Why am I still mad at that? Wait. Inhale. Inhale. Exhale. No, fuck, I'm not holding my... I can't even do this right. No. No, I don't remember that. Why should I? Inhale. 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 Hold. Inhale. I don't need your bullshit. Shut up. Inhale. Exhale. 6 years ago. Inhale. Exhale. How long has it been? Is it shit? I ruined it. Start over.
Inhale. Exhale. Yeah, that probably was cancer. Fuck. I don't even have health insurance. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. I don't think that matters. Who asked you anyway? And it was inhale. Exhale. You know, if you're not going to shut up, I'm just going to ignore you. Just get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to meditate. I've had enough. Go. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Inhale. Inhale. I just exhaled. It's only been 2 minutes. Jesus. All right, hold on. Let me try again. Just ignore him. They're never going to shut up. You just ignore them. Hey, here we go. Ah, I just ruined it. All right, I got it. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Meditation is a practice, like art, law, or medicine. It's never perfected. You're never good at meditation. You're just better. You're never good at dealing with the inside of your head. You're just better. And getting better is enough. You don't have to be good at it. If you keep meditating, it'll change a little bit. But you have to stick at it. Next time, we'll talk about what happens after you've been doing it a little bit. I am a hoverboard enthusiast. I wasn't always. First, I didn't trust them because they claimed the hover, but they had wheels. I wanted nothing to do with them. Until my nephew brought one around. Looked like he was having a lot of fun on it, so I asked him if I could try it. Of course he let me. I asked him how you ride it. He said, I don't know. You just kind of ride it. So I got on it and I fell off. And I got on it again and I fell off, and that happened for a while. Eventually I got on it and I wobbled and my knees bent. I bent backwards at the waist and I stabilized, and my mind quieted like someone had set off in a firecracker or something, and I just thought forward, and I moved forward, and I thought backwards, and I moved backwards, and as I paid attention I realized that I would pick which way I wanted to move and my feet would shift. Not a lot, just a little, in accordance with my thoughts. And then you're riding a hoverboard. You don't even notice there's wheels. It feels like you're floating. Or hovering. It got me thinking about how maybe the body knows things too. It's not just me. In here. Maybe there's something else. Something that already knows how to ride hoverboards. I wonder what else it knows. I'll make it talk. Last night, I threw up in the middle of the street. A neighbor was walking his dog by. Another neighbor came out, sat down on her porch, lit a cigarette. As I continued to empty the contents of my stomach onto the concrete, she stood up and went back in her house. Some of it splashed onto my bare feet. Some of it soaked the bottom of my pants. I went to bed without washing either. I just want you to keep that in mind when I'm talking about fancy things. Did I mention it was red? And there was about 15 minutes before I figured out it was the three Gatorades I had drank in earlier. Not most of my blood. 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 It's not like I know what I'm talking about when I talk about meditation and talking about you to yourself and all that crazy stuff. But if meditation were enough to fix a life, I would have at the very least thrown up in a toilet inside of a house like a civilized person. Not in the middle of the street with an audience. So meditation mostly just extends the gap between having a thought or feeling and needing to act on it. It's the difference between making a fist and throwing a punch. It's usually not enough to change your life on its own. It's up to you to decide what to do with what you find in the gap between thought and action.
Is that you inhale and count to four, and you hold your breath and you count to four, and you exhale and you count to four.